Greetings! What's up, everyone? And welcome to the 30th episode of this podcast. Want to know what this is about? Stay tuned! It's 9 more days to Christmas. So how are you doing now?
Who? Huh? 9 more what? Days?
All of you.
Me ah?
Ooh. Okay, mini miny mo.
I'm Muslim eh.
Hamza save us.
I'm Muslim lah.
Okay, for me I celebrate Christmas, but the rest are having a holiday. Okay, so how's your holiday mood coming up?
Hamza lah.
If Hamza.
The rest? Tak rasa macam holiday lah. Terlalu busy sangat.
Tengah cek pokok eh?
Pokok?
Apa hal pokok? Tu?
Kenapa pokok?
Ritual je. Budu apa?
Tak faham. Apa? Pokok. Apa pokok?
Apa Christmas?
Budu.
Oh, bodoh lah, yo.
Apa budu lah?
Hari pokok. I want to find a tree ya.
Tak cek belakang rumah lah. Potong eh.
Tak
lah,
ni Malaysia. Mana
ada
Christmas gila.
Hamzah, you don't need pokok. You don't need tree. Just buy the jingle bells enough already. Just ring the bell every day at home. Ding, 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 ding. Easy for you.
Pokok kelapa ada lah. Pokok Christmas mana ada.
Bagus lah. Yang jingle bell dia tu, dia buah kelapa lah. Kau ketuk sendiri. Tak, tak.
And the kelapa is your own the tree bell.
Ada.
Tak tentu, semua tak ada apa-apa lah. Aku cuti je dia tak cuti lah sebab busy sangat kan. Tu je lah aku boleh cakap lah. Ha. Kau? Korang semua?
Well, aku macam biasa lah. Ni dengan sekarang ni sepupu aku ada kat rumah. 2 hari. So, quite...
meriah.
Meriah lah sikit.
Oh, so you're the babysitter lah, Amir?
Boleh lah babysitter.
Babysitter. Babysitter yang tu, yang fairly odd parents tu.
Failure. Oh, kerja puli ke?
Everyone out there, if you want someone to take care of your child, call me. He's the natural babysitter.
Natural babysitter. Apa? Panggil budak. Oh, dah jenam macam panggil apa. Oi, budak sini.
That's so casual, man.
Go offer.
Modern.
Okay. RM60 sejam.
Bodoh. Apa Fiki?
Same shit every day. I mean like cuti tak cuti sama ke. Aku still buat kat podcast ni jalan.
That's all. Yeah. Nothing else every day. No holiday mood coming up, no new year mood coming up.
Oh. Aku rasa maybe aku terlalu aku rasa aku dah tua untuk give a shit about new year.
Macam sebulan lebih kot. Dua bulan lebih.
Tak ada lah. Paling dua bulan lah. Dua bulan lebih.
Dua bulan lebih something.
So we're all going through shit now already.
But first kan. Before kita start kan. Aku nak tanya soalan. Soalan ni random nak mampus lah aku cakap.
Tanya.
What is the thing yang korang rasa benda tu kalau untuk orang lain kan, dia terlalu simple lah. Orang semua boleh buat tapi kau seorang tak boleh buat. Dan disebabkan tu kau malu and kau keep it to yourself. Kau tak bagi tu siapa pun. Maksud aku.
Using toilet?
Hah?
Using tandas?
No, I mean like satu benda. Okay, atau satu alasan atau sesuatu perkara kan yang korang yang semua orang boleh buat. Benda tu senang ke? Tapi kau seorang je yang macam struggle nak buat benda tu. Benda tu buat kau rasa malu kan. And then you are just keep it to yourself. Kau tak bagi tahu siapa. Other than your family lah tahu benda tu. Faham tak?
Tahan kentut.
Bodoh lah.
Dah. Baik kau cakap cerit berit ni terus senang.
Eh, bodoh kotor. Don't cakap cakap pasal benda tu kat dalam podcast ni.
Redacted.
No idea. Give up already. Lu
tu tak.
Aku bagi contoh ah. Aku punya side. Okay, I am actually struggling on how to read analog clock or watches. Aku struggle.
Huh?
Sekarang?
You mean the old watches
ah? Even the yeah, I mean analog ni ah, analog watches, analog clock ah, yang jenis berjarum.
Yang 12 jam sistem.
Yang ada 2 jarum. Bukan sistem 12 jam, yang jenis jarum. Kalau digital aku boleh baca. Yang jarum tu
pusing sikit. Yang jenis 12 sistem lah, yang ada 2 tu kan. Pusing. Yang mana jarum panjang, jarum pendek, cucuk sana cucuk sini.
So aku struggle yang tu. Sampai sekarang.
Seriously?
Yes. Aku macam confused.
What?
Jarum panjang ni mana? Jarum pendek ni? Yeah, I'm serious.
Tak ada sebab apa. Mungkin sebab kau punya jam kau tu, dia dua-dua jarum dia sama panjang.
Kau boleh buta dia. Aku tak tahu. Aku just like, aku selalu lupa. Plus ni kan, macam aku dah selalu tengok digital punya watch. So, bila aku tengok yang jenis jarum tu, aku macam confused. Eh, yang panjang ni apa? Yang pendek ni apa lah? Aku dah lupa.
Should we just take it back to kindergarten?
No, doh. Kita hantar dia dekat Big Ben, bodoh. Kita tangkap kepala dia tujuh. Okay, ini jam. Panjang-panjang tu untuk minit. Yang pendek tu untuk jam.
Hey, maybe you should get Big Ben in front of Vicky's house. Easy for him to see.
Nah, so, tahu memang aku dari kecil memang aku struggle tu baca benda tu. Sorry
lah. Bagus lah. Aku dah tahu hadiah apa aku nak kasih kau nanti.
Butuh lah.
Aku rasa kalau kau pergi rumah nenek aku belah mak aku kan. Pisang aku tengok jam tu.
Apa susah phone ada jam digital buat?
Ya, sebab jam dekat rumah apa? Rumah nenek aku tu memang berjarum. Bunyi tong macam Big Bang tapi yang kecil.
Dia macam yang ada loceng kat bawah dia tu.
Grandfather clock
ah.
Tapi tu lah. Pelik lah tu.
Mana pelik tu biasa bagi aku.
Tak, aku cakap macam
dia kalau nak pelik tu lah, jangan gajah lah. Jangan gajah lagi
pelik. Dia heran dengan aku, dia bukan heran dengan jam eh. Kau kenapa?
Tak, itu lah. Aku, itu lah.
Hey, Amir. Let's get Vicky one or not. Analog alarm clock.
Tu lah, sebab kalau aku pakai jam yang jam tangan yang jenis analog kan, kalau orang tanya pukul berapa kan, aku just tunjuk. Ni tengok lah macam.
Rasa sebab Vicky dah tak tahu pagi yang malam tu macam mana kot. Dia tengok pukul 2 kan. Ini pukul 2 petang ke atau 2 pagi ni?
Aku tahu lah pagi petang bodoh. Aku tak tahu pukul berapa. Bukan dia. Aku tak tahu dia pagi
Abi, petang. You bring Vicky to Antarctica, Alaska and give him the analog clock. He won't tell the time already.
Pagi memanjang dan malam memanjang.
Yeah, like all day.
12 hari pagi, 12 hari malam.
Dah. Aduh, malu lah aku nak cerita.
Kau ada lah. Aku tak tahu tu. Ya, yeah, I mean korang lah like sakitnya Amir. Aku tak tahu tu lah, aku ada tak fikir
lah. For me, malu no lah, but trauma a lot, yes lah. I won't speak about my trauma lah.
Okay.
I respect. A lot of trauma, I don't want to speak up lah.
Yeah, I respect that. No need to tell. Yeah, Amir, ada tak tadi?
Tahu lah, aku apa je.
Budak 4 flat, mesti tak ada.
CGV 4.0.
Benda. Dia cakap 3.5 dia cakap.
Yeah. Sakit.
Okay. But no worries lah. We all have our own shit lah. Life shit, work shit.
Okay. Hey, Hamzah aku tahu.
What?
Drive. Kereta.
Sebab itu dia tak belajar lagi, bodoh. Kau kata bodoh kan malah. Hey, dia ni.
Katalah, kita lain semua dah belajar kereta. Dia sorang.
Sakit tak reti. Mana reti pandai? Mana pandai drive sakit? Sakit tak reti drive? Tak.
Dia reti drive.
Dia bukan dia reti drive tapi dia takut nak drive.
Oh, asyik.
Perangai sakit.
I don't like drive lah, especially in Malaysia. Especially after our friends incident. I don't, I'm a bit scared already.
Bodoh. Mesti, hello, bodoh. Mesti cerita pasal domino bodoh lagi.
Dana, 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 jangan dengar.
Okay. Like, incident tu biasa.
Hey, I tell you honestly lah. Actually, that was my third, I think second or third accident, same accident happened to me before.
Mm.
Okay. So yeah, like, last two times, first time was scary. Because the driver come and approach you.
Mm.
I tell you, this time, I find it funny. Rather than scary. No worries,
Right.
Okay, so let's get back to business. Okay, we all have the shit in life. We all have the work stuff. Okay, but speaking of work, so today's topic will be about work. Which part of work? Today's topic is about the drum roll.
Tak ada drum roll.
Job.
Tak boleh edit.
Masa
apa?
It's about job hopping today.
Yeah, job hopping.
Okay, I want to talk about this job hoppings because I noticed this is the new trend, you know. Especially our generation.
Mm-hmm.
If we see one or two people, okay, you can close an eye lah. But I noticed that it's almost the entire culture. So, okay, to some viewers out there, some listeners out there, if you question what is job hopping, the title just speaks it up. It means you're just hopping from one job to the next.
Oh, but I thought you are jump hopping in the while you are working.
No, that's my point. You work in one company for only a few months, then you keep jumping to the next.
It's like
next,
you didn't get the joke.
Huh?
Like you didn't get the joke.
Yeah, I don't get the joke. Sorry.
Genius, sangat. Genius.
You're hopping while you're working.
Hopping? Eh, bodoh lah. That means your job is just to hop, is it?
Yeah. Sorry guys, kita orang
maybe there is a job.
Kita orang tengah stone ni malam-malam record je ni ya.
So yeah. It says true lah. It does pay to be a kangaroo in a zoo.
Okay, let's be serious again. Let's be serious.
Okay.
Enough bullshit. Yeah.
Okay. Bush is good. Don't forget. Okay. So is this job hopping or so? Why is it? Why is it such a topic? What's the purpose of this topic? Because actually for many generations, we've been trained to stay in one job rather than keep jumping around because it's also a bit bad for your CV, your resume. But I notice now in our generation, even the very smart people, they keep hopping around, hopping, changing jobs. That's why I believe when someone told me this, if one or two people do it, okay, just leave it go. But if the whole generation is doing it, there is actually a hidden message there already, which we should address. That's why we are here to talk about this stuff, because we want to know why is our generation keep changing jobs. I think we're the first generation, you know, to keep changing jobs.
Really? Yeah, good.
I think we're the main generation.
Yeah, makes sense, yeah.
Because, okay, compared to someone who's born in the 1980s, they don't change jobs. It's only our generation. The 1990s and beyond. And you think it's funny, but the thing is, I'm seeing a lot of people, a lot of them very smart people. They study in US, CGP 4.0, but they keep changing jobs like every year or even less than a year. Like, I know one student, one friend, this year alone, she changed jobs twice already.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm saying that there must be something there already because she's a very smart student.
For 1 year, you mean?
This year alone, 2021, she changed up twice already.
Okay, there's something.
That's why I'm here to ask her. So what do you think is causing this actually? What do you think is causing this job hopping among our generation? Start with Fiki.
Yeah, sebab kau punya kerja kan sebelum ni.
Habis, asal first question dia aku. Asal first question dia aku.
Because you're the only one who worked in a full-time job before.
Itu lah. Kalau saya kita tanya aku macam aku nak jawab apa?
Saya kira
Amzah, you're next Amzah. You work in intern before.
Saya kira kau tanya kau jawab sendiri lah. Okay. No. What was the cause? What the thing that you asked?
why do you think it's very common among our generation?
Okay.
Because many will expect to see like a casual grow like, in job hopping, but no, it's actually like a sudden jump. What do you think is the cause of this?
Certain jump lah.
Or if you see it that way lah.
Sebab aku, to me, job hopping doesn't necessarily like define as macam hope. Macam kita apa? Lompat dari company ke company yang lain dalam setahun. Maksud aku macam it can be job hopping ni dia mostly consists of like you are changing jobs every 2 years, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
That can be so, but the thing is I see not many change job within 1 year.
Maybe it's because of certain cases lah. Macam maybe disebabkan oleh sebab pandemic kan. So while we always kaitkan something dengan pandemic, it will affect the company as well. So dia macam like lockdowns in the country. So kalau whenever kita dalam in a pandemic and we had to do some sort of like PKP ke atau full lockdowns, it will affect the company as well. So maybe disebabkan itu dia macam company tu memang tak ada tak dapat keuntungan lah. That means dia akan dapat rugi banyak disebabkan oleh lockdown tersebut. Okay. So disebabkan tu the only thing that macam apa yang kita cerita dekat dalam episod yang sebelum ni dengan Adam hari tu kan. And the cause of kenapa company decided untuk berhentikan certain pekerja ni is due to the fact that they want to save their company and to save the stability of the company itself. Maybe that is the reason kenapa dalam setahun ramai fresh graduate yang baru je dapat kerja, tahu-tahu dalam 3, 4 ke 5 bulan berhenti. There might be the reason why. And there's also aku benci nak cakap generational gap tau, tapi that's the obvious thing lah bagi aku. Sebab
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, sebab like from generation Z until now, we always this group of generation always like have like struggling to do 9-to-5 job tau. Sebab like berapa lama diorang boleh tahan? Sebab bagi aku macam untuk generasi yang macam ni, aku rasa diorang tak berapa enjoy lah job like 9-to-5 job and all that. So disebabkan tu they are not happy on what they are doing, even though it was good money, good job and great position in the company, and in the end kau tak happy nak buat macam mana kan. So maybe that is the one part of the reason lah kenapa they decided to berhenti tengah-tengah tahun and decided to go for a second job in 1 year. Maybe there's a reason juga ikut. The reason juga kot.
Kalau negara lain ada juga ke orang buat job hopping ni? Ke negara kita
ni? Actually banyak je.
The whole world actually.
Okay, macam ni. Job hopping ni, banyak aku, dia bukannya sebabkan oleh, dia bukannya focus on job hopping in terms of kenapa job hopping ni is a problem. Bagi aku ada je side-side yang baik tentang job hopping ni. Dia bergantung kepada situation juga. Sebab kalau certain generasi kita, kita dah diajar atau kita mempunyai mindset di mana kita bukan, pada time kita dapat kerja dekat satu company ni, that means we need to stay there until we die. Not necessarily like that. And kita pun dah diajar oleh sesetengah lecturer atau macam dalam kita punya university institution yang or maybe kita dapat apa, some sort of like quotes from other internet, so maybe words from other businessman or maybe a founder of a company or something, that they said jangan terlalu setia dengan company. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So because of that sort of statement atau that sort of suggestion atau pendapat sesetengah orang yang macam tu, it makes us think that kita dapat kerja dan kerja dekat satu company ni doesn't necessarily think that kita stable lah. Faham tak? So kalau kita duduk kat situ lama dalam 5 ke 4 tahun kan, 4 ke 5 tahun, and then all of a sudden company tu lingkup. Korang tak rasa macam korang rasa macam senang tak untuk kita dapatkan company yang lain dengan CV yang hanya kita kerja dekat satu company je? Korang rasa boleh dapat tak? Boleh tapi susah kan.
Yeah, I mean, but as long as not too short lah, then it's okay.
Tapi macam it's quite macam balik lah kalau kau tengok CV kau, macam kau kerja dekat satu company hanya 5 tahun saja, and then kau decide untuk keluar, untuk pergi ke company yang baru. So macam plus macam kau pun akan ada some sort of like culture shock lah. Macam kau dah biasa dengan job dengan company yang lama kau, dah duduk situ 5 tahun, and then you decide to go out from the company, and then company tu dia punya culture dia lain. So kau macam terkejut juga lah, kan? And plus mostly generasi sekarang ni, kenapa dia orang decide untuk okay, aku kerja kat sini dalam 2 tahun, and then after 2 years aku akan cari company lain. It's for the sake of experience juga. Sebab kalau experience kau hanya dekat satu company pun tak boleh juga. Sebab every company kan ada culture dia sendiri. Culture dia ada berbeza culture. And kalau kita masuk dekat company ni, kita akan dapat position yang lain. Masuk company ni, position lain. Masuk company ni pula, position yang lain. Sebab ada je. Kalau kita satu company ni, kalau kita stay dengan satu company dalam 3, 4, 5 tahun, ada yang jenis macam korang tak naik-naik tau korang punya position. Korang akan stay benda yang sama je, and then korang akan rasa boring lah. Faham tak?
Betul lah.
So disebabkan tu lah diorang decide macam okay, dalam masa 2 tahun aku akan stay sini. So next 2 years, next habis je aku kerja kat sini dalam 2 tahun, I will go for other company with another position. So it gain experience lah. Benda baru. So actually dia job hopping ni tak adalah something yang negatif pun. Bagi aku untuk trend yang sekarang ni still works out lah. Dan ia macam sesuatu trend yang agak healthy jugalah bagi aku.
So, but yeah. You also notice right, our parent generation normally they, on average they change job after 3-4 years, but our generation is more like 1-2 years only. It's getting shorter.
About 1-2 years ni?
No, like our parents. Yeah, correct. It's getting shorter lah at my point.
Okay, aku tanya Hamzah, bapak kau kerja dekat certain company tu dalam berapa lama?
Ayah aku kerja almost 20 years lah. Almost lah.
See, and compared then, to our generation.
And then ayah aku keluar pun sebab time tu tengah nak kosongkan apa benda dah.
Tengah take over. Something matter.
Ha. Adalah staff take over something lah. And dari situ lah bapak aku macam ambil peluang lah, nak pergi keluar. And ayah aku dapat kerja dekat UKM lah sebagai lecturer dalam fizik lah, macam tu lah. Ya, memang beza lah sebenarnya dulu, orang-orang dulu dengan orang-orang sekarang lah. Tapi tak lah. Kalau kau tanya aku lah in terms of job hopping ni, some people job hopping sebab dia tak suka environment satu-satu company tu. Dia ada some reasons lah. Dan ada yang saja-saja je nak ambil experience in the short term. A lot. Our generation ni banyak orang, banyak generasi kita sekarang ni ada agenda sendiri lah. Sebab tu lah kerapnya ada job hopping ni. Tu apa yang aku nampak lah sebenarnya.
Plus kita ni bukan jenis yang follow rutin dari awal kerja sampai kita mati lah. So aku macam kita akan get
bored. It's very rigid.
Ya, so kita kalau kita stay with one company dalam long period of time, kita mesti akan bosan punya with all the routines that we do. And then of course lah, kita akan experience some mental exhaustion. So maybe disebabkan tu juga kita macam orang-orang macam kita ni decided untuk kita kerja kat sini one company, and then dalam 2-3 tahun kita pindah, and then benda yang sama kita akan terus buat. So maybe, so dia akan, dia punya apa, rutin tu dia akan jadi lain lah, rutin kerja tu lah. So dia macam tak adalah kita akan rasa bosan, like even kalau kita kerja dalam sebulan pun kita dah start rasa bosan dengan rutin kita seharian. So now apatah lagi kalau kita nak stay with the same company with five years lagi lah. Isyang,
yeah. How about you, Ameh?
Bagi aku dia mungkin disebabkan dia punya the needs lah, dia punya keperluan dia. Kalau macam kita tengok zaman dulu, bandingkan zaman dulu dengan zaman sekarang kan, kita punya parents ni, tu punya generation tu memang quite boleh dikatakan banyak bersabar banding dengan kita punya ni lah. Dia sebab kita generation sekarang ni, kita short kita punya attention, kita short span lah. Macam kita ni jenis yang tak boleh nak duduk diam, faham? Jenis yang kau boleh nak gerak sana, gerak sini tu semua kan. Boleh je macam tu, duduk diam sini kan. Tapi macam Fikir cakap lah, kita macam kalau buat benda yang sama setiap hari, datang office, minum kopi, lepas tu tengok dokumen tu semua, and then sign, and then rehat, masuk dia kerja, sign, dan lama-lama bosan juga kan setiap hari kan.
Tapi kalau kita nak kerja dekat luar pun sama juga rutin dia.
Sama juga. So ya, sebab dia benda yang kau ulang alik kan. Macam bagi aku, kalau sebulan buat benda tu aku bosan juga.
Ni aku nak share lah sikit time aku intern dulu dekat as a IT support lah.
Aku rasa tak payah memang, tak payah namakan certain company. Kita kita
search
je yang tu.
Alright. Aku ada lah intern dekat satu company lah dalam as a IT support. Memang IT support memang support lah orang yang bermasalah IT semua tu kan. And
senang gila.
Okay, tapi aku tak nak, aku tak cerita pasal IT support lah. Just that aku experience 9 to 5 jobs tu lah. Kalau apa time experience aku kan, walaupun sebulan lah kita intern fikir, kita, aku dengan kau JMI dulu kan. So
3-4 bulan.
3 bulan lah, 3-4 bulan lah. Dalam 3-4 bulan tu kan, 9 to 5 job, so tak lah, aku rasa dia rotating lah, macam repetition lah, memang bosan lah bagi aku. So so memang entahlah, macam aku tak tahu, mungkin generasi kita ni memang tak suka kan dengan 9 to 5 job ni semua kan. Ke dia orang lebih prefer like flexible, like freelancing bagai tu kan.
Generasi kita memang suka kepada flexible. Dia sebab apa? Dia sebab kita generasi kita dah more kepada social punya kehidupan lah. Kita tak boleh lari daripada kehidupan social.
Tapi kalau kita nak cakap pasal flexible, I mean project based work pun flexible juga.
Ya, yeah, tapi kalau kita tengok kan, mostly generation kita akan spend time kita dengan kehidupan social kita. Like literally lah.
Betul lah, misalkan.
Itu macam dengan parent generation kita kan, macam
mak bapak. Contoh macam buat content creating masuk apa? Masuk dalam streaming apa semua tu kan. Dia mostly generasi kita lebih cenderung ke arah situ lah.
Dia kalau kita nak buat comparison kan, kalau macam generasi, macam generasi zaman dulu kan, kan diorang kan kalau nak berjaya kena ada macam duit besar, kereta besar tu semua kan, lepas ada company tu semua kan. Kalau macam generasi sekarang, kita more on kepada terdesak untuk jadi famous tau.
Betul juga sebenarnya.
Famous dalam media sosial. Dia bukannya famous dalam business atau famous dalam ni tau, generation family kita tu. Dia, kita sekarang ni kita dah, sebab kita dah ada internet, kita dah ada information tu semua kan. Kita dah tahu benda dia, senang nak nak ni kan. Sebab kita dah terlalu terlampau banyak informasi, and then kita anggap diri kita ni macam, oh, aku dah boleh buat planning awal. Aku dah tahu macam mana nak buat benda ni. Aku dah tengok orang lain macam mana dia berjaya. Sebabkan ada informasi tu yang kita kumpul, tapi kita sebenarnya tak proses dengan betul pun informasi tu. Macam kita ambil, oh, kalau aku follow dia, cara dia buat cerita ni, aku dah senang lena kan. Aku tak ada perlu macam, oh, bekerja keras, nak cari connection tu semua kan. Dia macam, kita punya age kita ni, kita dah dipermudahkan. Tapi kita sebenarnya terlampau simplifikan kita punya proses macam ni kita nak ni. Sebab dengan zaman kita ni, yang suka terikut sangat dengan trend orang. Macam TikTok tu semua kan. Kan ikut kan. Oh, macam nak fleksibel kan. Buatlah dropship. Kan? Dropship kau tak ada perlu macam ni kan. Kau just perlu buat apa kan. Oh, yang orang anggap lah kan. Kau daripada luar. Not as in kita dah masuk buat benda tu kan. Macam orang buat cokoja ke apa kan. Like benda-benda yang macam, oh, ni simple ke ni. Belum apa pun dah boleh jadi juta ria kan. Boleh dapat 1.7 juta.
Itu dia. Dalam masa. There are like a million people who does the thing. The same thing
they do. Macam 1.7 juta dah masa 3 bulan. Oh, macam kalau macam kita tak tahu benda tu macam mana benda tu boleh jadi kan. Macam, oh, aku nak juga buat benda ni kan. Tak ada aku perlu buat apa. Masuk office. Awal-awal pagi gosok baju.
Lepas tu.
Mesti ikut. And, tak ada perlu masuk office. Awal-awal pagi gerak dari rumah aku 7. Kan?
Lepas tu semua ikut. Lepas tu one by one ikut. Lepas tu semua nak menjadi penjual cokoja. Lepas tu siapa yang nak beli?
Tahu pun. Itu pisang kan.
Itu pisang. Macam,
dia macam tak fikir jauh. Dia fikir macam dari luar, oh, ni nampak macam seronok kan. Just apa? Kau beli cokoja daripada siapa-siapa kan. Atau kau buat sendiri cokoja kan. Kau jual macam tu. Expectation orang beli tu macam tinggi lah. Dah tinggi habis kan. Aku tapi realitinya dia macam rendah lah. Cita.
Aku rasa kan, orang Malaysia lah. Aku cakap orang Malaysia lah. Mostly tak ada macam innovation dari segi business lah. Tak ada kreatif lah. Macam tak ada, dia tak ada buat innovative dia nak buat something new lah. Diorang lebih prefer untuk follow trend. Which to be honest, kalau kau follow trend, kau akan jumpa banyak competitor. So memang susah lah nak compete some people. Lagi-lagi nak compete dengan orang yang pengasas lah.
Yang dah famous lah, saya kata.
Yang dah famous lah. Itulah susah tu. Kita kena fikir lebih jauh sikit lah. Try lah. Boleh je kita follow trend, tapi don't take that as a long term lah. Faham tak?
Tapi nak kata tak kreatif, tak juga. Sebab orang kita banyak je kreatif. Dia cuma orang kita lebih suka untuk ambil jalan yang senang.
Okay, here's the thing bagi aku. Bagi aku, untuk orang yang untuk jadi orang yang kreatif, doesn't necessary you need to follow all the trends. To me, you need you are the one who will create the trends, and then if you are the one who creating the trends, doesn't necessarily think that if you create the if you are the one who creating the trends, that trend will be long last. I don't think so. To me, bagi aku, untuk orang yang kreatif, kau kena came out with new trends, and then bila trend kau dah start, you know. Dah start tak bila, and then you create another one. Keep on creating. Bagi aku lah, That's apa yang aku nampak lah. Untuk orang yang macam successful lah, maksud aku. So every single thing kau kena create lah. Create something new every single time. Sebab kalau kau buat something yang dah tiba-tiba kau yang buat tu, lepas tu kau yang popularkan benda tu, and then kau stay, memang takkan jadi lah. So
kau macam tak macam
kau tak berkembang ah, macam kau masih lagi pegang benda yang kau rasa benda tu dah popular sekali, lepas tu dah macam bullshit dah. And then one more thing ah, sebab aku tak tahu kenapa aku ada join this one group. Aku tak nak mention group apa, tapi dia orang basically macam try to bagi job opportunity towards people. And then ada je pekerja, ada je orang yang nak join, apa, yang nak join, nah, maksud aku yang nak apply for kerja, for work. But this one guy, dia sibuk cakap macam I want to get this job just for the sake of my family lah, because I have my apa children, my wife behind lah, and I really really need this job lah. And if you didn't give me this job, I would get, you know, aku saya akan rasa susah lah, apalah susah saya nak cari kerja ni, apa-apa lagi tengah pandemik ni sekarang ni lah, apalah. Okay,
kena jual rumah.
Okay. This I mean like orang tu, orang yang bagi kerja kat dia, dia macam okay tak apa, kalau macam tu by this certain time datang lah. Okay. Next day tak datang. Jadi dia tanya, kenapa tak datang? Bukan sepatutnya pukul 8 pagi kena datang ke? Siap. Sorry bang, saya bangun lambat.
Ya.
Mak gede ya.
Lepas tu, habis tu macam ni, saya nak bagi kerja dekat awak ni. Kalau awak berangai macam ni, tak bagus lah. Saya tak nak ambil lah awak macam tu. Ya, lepas tu, like, the guy will be like, begging lah. Macam, I'm sorry lah. Macam, sorry lah. Next, bagi saya satu hari lagi. Saya tengah susah sangat ni. Tolong. And then, macam orang yang bagi kerja tu macam, okay, I'll give you another chance. Tomorrow kalau tak datang juga, you're out. Lepas tu, next day, tak datang.
Okay.
So, betul lah. Like, why?
Lepas tu, orang tu, lepas tu, brother tu cari. Lepas tu, brother tu cari lah. Awak kat mana sekarang ni? Dah pukul berapa dah ni? Sepatutnya saya dah awak janji dengan saya pukul ni. Kenapa awak tak datang lagi? Dia cakap, sorry lah bos, saya bangun lambat lagi. Bodoh aku cakap.
Bodoh.
Kalau macam ni awak tak payah kerja lah. Awak cari je lah kerja tempat lain. Saya tak nak awak. Disiplin awak out lah. Macam tu lah. So, aku tahu lah cerita dia. Memang cerita ni cerita betul eh. Sebab aku itu dalam group WhatsApp aku. Certain group WhatsApp lah. And then dia orang mengeluh lah macam kawan-kawan dia yang baca screenshot ni. Dia hantar screenshot lah cerita tu. How old is this guy sekejap? 30. Oh, 30 years old lah. Perangai umur boomer tapi perangai macam Gen Z. So aku macam aku sebagai orang Gen Z macam fuck,
terasa
tersentak sial. Macam wow, dia orang punya stereotypes towards Generation Z people macam wow. Yeah, so macam dia orang cakap macam umur boomer tapi perangai macam Gen Z, macam uish. So bila aku terfikir, so macam it makes me wonder lah, macam adakah generasi Z yang start daripada generasi Z hingga yang kedepannya adalah jenis budak, jenis generasi yang, you know, pemalas, atau generasi yang banyak berdolak-dali, generasi yang nak senang saja, yang penting ada duit tapi tak nak susah. Aku pun tertanya-tanya juga lah sampai sekarang, macam was it really like, was this generation really like that? So aku macam speechless juga lah dengan diorang punya pandangan juga lah.
Saya kira kau ada like penambahan untuk
well, kita. Actually what he says is correct lah. I think it's very common actually. They're very, how to say, more and more becoming very prejudiced towards our generation. Very negative.
I mean like apa, generasi kita ni generasi pemalas ke, like for you ah?
Honestly speaking, it's not we're pemalas. It's just that we have our own principles. We have our own vision for ourselves. But this current lifestyle is not helping us. That's why we feel very demotivated. You get it?
Yeah.
Is that how to say? Example, if a person's like really into podcasts, really into social media, earning through social media, a 9-to-5 job would help out. In fact, make things worse for him.
No work though, kalau 9-to-5 job.
But kalau kita buat something yang macam macam being a content creator ke atau making business kan, aku tak tahu kenapa, tetapi orang selalu akan tengok like how much you would make by doing all these things.
But some don't mind the money as long as they have the freedom there.
Yeah, that's the case. But pandangan orang luar juga, dia kat atas kita juga macam, you do all these things, you enjoy, but do you get the amount of money that you deserve?
No, saya kata macam financial freedom lah.
Uh-uh.
For me, I can just say that one thing. Sometimes if you were to ask me this, I can just say that one thing. I haven't said it yet, but my heart says it like this. I rather earn less, have a happy life. I mean, I don't feel dread waking up every day, rather than working in a job. It gives me depression. You have money, but every day feel like committing suicide. Is it worth it? Is it worth the money?
Tak.
You earn so much, but every day wish to commit suicide. Then the money go where? Later you commit suicide?
Well, kalau kau nak tengok contoh Jepun lah, itu Jepun ni memang banyak workaholic lah. Lepas tu, working environment diorang memang quite gila kat lah, sampai committed suicide kan.
Oh, itu satu juga. Tapi Jepun tu is a whole lot other things lah. Dia punya root of the cause dia and the society structure dia.
But all in all,
it's not just workaholic atau dunia environment dia. Itu dia punya daripada kecil sampai besar dunia structure socialism dia tu, dengan dia punya cara dia bina dan kepala otak rakyat dia tu yang lain daripada negara lain lah. Dia dengan Korea, dengan China,
so basically sikit lah.
I mean like, itu prinsip siapa yang mengatakan kita perlu taat kepada company? Satu company. Prinsip orang Jepun. Tapi, so, but all in all, bagi aku, it depends on individual juga. Kalau maybe ada orang yang berfikiran macam, okay, kita sakit dulu, kita senang kemudian. So, in which like, kita, you know, kita bekerja keras, sakit pun sakit lah. Nak sampai mental exhaustion pun lantak lah. Asalkan I would get this amount of money and then to do things my own way. Or maybe for the sake of my own future. Or maybe, you know, for the sake of your own life. Maybe macam kahwin ke atau apa ke. Tapi kalau ada, tapi it depends juga dekat seseorang yang kalau kau ada duit pun, kau tak happy, what's the point? So,
exactly.
Kita aku buat something. Tapi masa aku macam bergantung kepada individu tu sendirilah, macam apa target yang dia nak dalam hidup dia. So yeah.
Okay. Moving on lah. This is one of the reason I think that you think that we keep job hopping because we feel that this current work culture, it's too much for us fresh grads. Because I'm sure you all know, right? Our parents or grandparents' days, they started from a developing world, you know. Started from zero. So you slowly climb up to the top. For us, we want to hit the working life, it's a straight jump up to the competitive market. So you think that could be a contributor to this? You get it right? We both have the same education standard with our parents. Or maybe plus minus that. But once they hit the working life, our parents, they slowly climb to the top. But for us, same education, suddenly once you graduate, straight up have to join them on par. Do you think that this jump may be one of the factors, or it can be too much for us? I mean, I don't think it's fair to say that they expect us fresh grads to do the job of like a similar to an 8-year experience and person. You get it right?
Korang tak terfikir ke yang macam dia bergantung kepada position kita yang kita minta juga? It was depends on what position that you are, you know, that you want. Sebab kalau kita cakap pasal generasi yang dulu, dia orang start dari bawah. I mean like, doesn't necessarily they want to be put on the certain position. No, it's how aku fikir lah. It's not like, macam, I'm just wondering only juga. Macam, kalau kita nak bergan, kalau kita nak bezakan diri kita dengan generasi kita, generasi yang sebelum-sebelum ni, I mean diorang pun pernah rasa dari bawah, and bawah tu pun jenis yang position yang paling bawah tu adalah position yang paling sakit sekali, right? So diorang pun ada rasa diorang punya hardship and diorang punya susah juga, and then they are climbing slowly on up top until at certain point they got the position that they deserve, and then they already like get used to the position sebab diorang dah rasa macam mana diorang buat when they are below on the position that they want to, so diorang tak rasa macam being in that higher position, diorang tak rasa macam benda tu susah. While kita belajar tinggi-tinggi for the sake of kita, untuk kita dapatkan position yang kita minta, which is position that is straight up on top. We didn't really started from the bottom, and then because of that kita dapat position yang kita minta, which is position, contohlah being a project manager or being a project supervisor, and then you get all of these, you know,
jobs, tasks,
works or tasks yang sangat susah bagi korang untuk korang bagi korang untuk macam manage task tu. While dalam generasi yang sebelum-sebelum ni atau generasi mak ayah kita, diorang dah rasa susah dulu sebelum diorang jadi project supervisor, for instance, and then when they are climbing up on top and they got the position as a supervisor or site supervisor, diorang tak rasa susah lagi sebab diorang dah rasa susah tu lagi teruk. And then they look at it as something like nothing for them. So that's what bagi, I thought lah.
Bagi aku, benda ni ikut orang. Like, dia ikut orang lah. Like, macam mana? Dia ikut kau kerja company tu untuk apa? Kau nak stay long ke? Kau nak kejar jawatan macam apa? Project manager ke, tapi kau kena start dari bawah ke, kau kena tengok macam mana yang membuatkan generasi kita macam barai lah, aku boleh cakap lah, sebab dia terus jump the ladder lah, macam apa yang kau experience lah, fikir.
That's why
kau rasa macam tak nak kerja.
Tak, ataupun generasi kita ni jenis yang kita buat something yang kita tak expect yang kita kena buat. Faham tak?
Mungkin lah.
It was so unexpected. The job that you think of is so unexpected. It makes you like in the culture shock lah, macam tu lah.
Betul lah. So, in a proper way lah kan, kalau dalam engineer punya world, nak apply satu kerja ni, first kau kena apply as graduate engineer kan. Betul tak, Amir?
Betul.
Macam engineer biasa lah dulu kan. Kau nak
sebab sebenarnya kalau kita ikut betul kan, macam fikir dia masuk kerja terus dapat task yang memang not to up to his capabilities kan. Kau macam lah, okay, kau bayangkan kau macam kau tak tahu apa benda kan pasal cara nak kopi kelapa kan atau durian kan, tiba-tiba orang kasi kau, nah, tolong kopi durian ni. Lepas tu kau pisang, kau nak kopi durian macam mana kan? Biasanya kalau orang kopi durian,
bayangkan kau tanya macam mana nak kopi durian, lepas tu orang tu cakap, pandai-pandai lah cari sendiri cara.
Macam tu kan. Padahal dia tak tahu tu perlu, macam perlu ada pisau kan, cara nak, lepas tu dunia alur dia, lepas tu nak kopek tu semua kan, teknik dia kan. Dia macam tak ada guidance lah, senang kata.
That's real talk actually for us.
Satu sebab dia tak disalahkan orang tu, tak disalahkan owner tu juga lah, sebab dia expect kau tahu benda tu.
Tu pun satu part of the reason juga. Yes.
Itu from the company.
Kalau kau dah lah apply, kau tak, contohlah kan, kalau kau apply, minta kerja, kau apply project manager kan. Lepas tu kau tak tahu satu benda, macam benda yang sepatutnya project manager tahu, kau tanya. Memang kena pukul lah.
Of course lah.
Memang, so, memang macam sepatutnya kau tahu. Itu lah.
Bagi, so, bagi aku dalam, aku rasa dalam, even even dalam basic job recruitment pun, kalau dia punya cara, dia punya tips pun, kau join the company not for the sake of you studying something new. It's for the sake of you doing something that you already know that you what that, that you what you want to do.
Sebenarnya sebenarnya itu yang sepatutnya kau kena buat. Kalau kau apply satu-satu jawatan, tapi kau tak tahu apa kerja, apa kau, apa function, and kau tak ada experience dengan jawatan tu, kau tak boleh, kau tak boleh perform lah. Kau tak boleh, kau tak enjoy kerja tu. Itu apa yang aku tahu lah. Sebab yalah, kau sepatutnya kita start dia memang daripada bawah, and then tahu, and then climb the ladder one by one.
Mungkin sepatutnya daripada side yang macam kita ni yang nak cari kerja tapi tak ada pengalaman lah, mostly kan. Lepas tu kita kena cari job scope yang betul lah, senang kata kan. Kan macam macam kita tahu lah job apa, jobs.com, apa lagi yang
job street
and then satu sebagainya. Kan kan biasanya dia ada, dia akan offer job yang memang kita apa, macam kita pilih kan, kita dah specify kan. Tapi bila kita tengok job scope tu, kan ada job scope tu dia yang memang ada jelas dia beritahu memang untuk for graduate engineer, and then jelas dia beritahu yang untuk yang macam apa, dia expect kau dah boleh buat benda tu. Cerita apa?
Okay. One more problem. Dalam job-job yang macam tu kan, job advertisement macam tu, tak banyak yang state for fresh graduates only. Or
yeah,
for fresh graduate it is encouraged for you to join. Susah untuk kita cari job advertisement yang macam tu.
Mesti apa yang aku jumpa dekat LinkedIn kan, tak adalah orang cakap encourage to apply lah. Dia cakap for fresh graduates lah, habis lah macam tu. Tak ada cakap encourage sebagai,
tapi
mungkin some lah, tapi jarang lah.
Tapi susah lah. So mostly or company-company yang you know ask for, you know, job application, macam job application yang kita cari kan, mostly diorang expect kita experience right? on that certain
tapi dekat job scope tu dia tulis for new graduates kan.
So macam fuck. Macam tak tahu.
Macam ni lah, diorang ni sebar job advertisement ni nak cari orang ni, nak kena pukul ke? Tapi like nak pukul fresh grad ke apa?
Nak lepaskan stres.
Ha.
Dia tak tunjuk dekat tu dia ada hidden apa? Hidden expire message tu. Bila kau tekan tu, okay, ni kau masuk company kita orang ni sebenarnya nak kena jadi bahan lepaskan stres ni.
And one more thing lah, mungkin tak tahulah sama ada relate ke tak, tapi kita mostly fresh graduate ni tengok salary, like macam more like demanding salary lah. Itu yang ada macam job jumping semua bagai tu.
Sebenarnya benda tu memang tak boleh lari lah. Sebab kalau kita tengok,
Tak banding
dengan kita punya kos sehari hidup kita zaman dulu, sebelum tahun 10 tahun sebelum ni, boleh manage lagi . Kalau kita nak compare dengan gaji . Tapi kalau sekarang ni kan, dengan ada hidden cost, dengan ada bayar cukainya yang tanpa kita sendiri pun tak tahu cukai apa yang kita perlu bayar. Kau nak ikut ke betul lah kan. Confirm mesti ada yang tak tahu cukai apa perlu bayar ni. Kalau ni, even aku pun macam
betul lah. Baru-baru ni
macam cukai pintu, cukai kereta kan, apa lagi. Kadang-kadang macam ada juga cukai yang tak tahu kan, tapi sebenarnya kena bayar juga kan. Kau boleh expect
apa-apa lagi. LHDN dah boleh check kau punya bank statement macam tu . Tak ada permission. Kau memang mampus lah.
Dia check Luno. Dia check apa lagi, dia check bank Islam, bank. Dia check kau di laptop, kau di dah penat-penat kan. Nak bayar kereta, nak bayar tak bayar hutang kereta, hutang rumah.
Tapi make sense jugalah kalau kita, kalau kita as a fresh graduate, as a fresh graduate, apa, demand for salary juga, sebab kita pun we have our own worth juga. So
tapi tapi kan kadang-kadang job recruiter punya salary expectation, salary diorang, diorang ada yang macam tak masuk akal. Tak, tak, dia macam mana, irony ni, kerja dia, dia pergi state job scope dia banyak gila babi,
lebih sikit je salary,
gaji ciput je
macam-macam minta pukul kan,
macam-macam minta pukul kan.
Memang, dia, memang dia, kita as an individual, eh, dia kita as an individual tak payahlah pilih job apa company tu tau, macam tak payahlah.
Macam bodoh. Memang, memang kena viral lah. Memang, memang ramai bash lah. Tak, taklah bash company tu lah, tapi bash job recruiter macam tu lah.
Yeah.
Mostly aku macam, aku like benda, tak, benda ni bodoh ke lah, tapi it happens lah.
Tapi, tapi, tapi ada tapi ada satu, tapi ada satu job recruiter tu bagus lah. Dia memang macam tolong untuk fresh graduate. Ada macam, ada certain company aku tengok kan, dia job offer kan, kau datang, kau training kita orang selama 3-6 bulan, kita orang kasih kau tempat tinggal, kita kasih kau insentif tu semua kan, and then dari, bila dah habis tu kita orang evaluate kau sama ada kau dapat masuk ke tak kan.
So, bagi aku, tu, bagi aku itu like in a more proper way lah. That is the proper way for you to recruit a person.
Cuma, tapi cuma tu lah, satu je, dia time consuming sikit lah, so kena tahan sikit.
Of course lah. I mean like we need to choose the best out of the best, right? The best out of the best lah, macam tu lah.
Tapi, tapi that's the best thing lah, like kau belajar something lah. Bukannya, bukannya kau buat kerja banyak tapi dapat gaji ciput.
And then, dah kerja 3 tahun kan, gaji tak naik. Bonus tak ada.
Tu belum sembang, tu belum sembang work environment lagi, orang-orang dia pergi jana.
Kalau buat
work environment geng-geng tu boleh tanya Saikit lah. Saikit ada banyak cerita.
Macam-macam cerita tu.
Macam-macam cerita.
But this prove one thing actually. We are all fighting for our own lives, for our own principles. We're not fighting for the world, you know, we're fighting for our own principles.
You get it?
Like.
This is what I see there.
Like.
We're fighting for our own future, our own vision, our own ideas.
Or your own terms of goals.
Yeah, your own life. Mm. Yes. That's why maybe we leave because we feel that this place is not helping us to reach that goal.
And with that, we decided to just go for another, you know, opportunities outside.
Yeah. Mm. You just don't give an F about it.
Mm.
Or another reason I feel is that, as you know, right, the work culture is becoming more and more toxic by the year.
Now that you mention it, yeah.
Last time, not so much, and now today's like, we kiss someone's shoes, that kind of thing. So maybe that's the reason why we've reached the limit already. That's why, okay, I won't say all, but one or two even asked before this question. What has the older generation done to this current work life? Because I was told last time, I didn't know which time, when was this? Last time teachers work until 3 p.m. Today, they work until 6 p.m.
Oh.
So I heard that, I'm not sure if it's true or not though. But I'm not surprised it is true. So yes, my point is, see, every year is getting worse. 6 p.m. Sooner or later, 7 p.m. Sooner or later, 9 p.m. Then next time, tapaya tidur already next time.
Look at how fade out like it is.
That's my point, I mean.
They're replaced by robots. Yeah.
Freedom.
I think that's why I feel that our generation has reached the limit already. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of this, that's why in the next statement, something I want to share. There's a saying goes actually, a soldier who uses a sword to fight he was a soldier last time. He used a sword. He called his son useless and pampered because the son used a rifle. You see? His time, he struggled more, used a sword, then used a rifle. Hey, lambet like you. This son, who used a rifle, right, will tell his son that you're so pampered because he used a machine gun to fight. Okay? And this same thing happens. This son will tell his son, calling a shit guy because instead of using machine gun, he used a tank. Then same thing, tank to a jet, jets to atomic bombs. But the thing is, we will never go back to the first generation. Don't tell me now to prove that ego, we next time we fight using sword. Funny, right? Don't tell me next time, also just fight using sword only. Don't need to, pistols and guns. That's the point. We're not going back to that generation. So the thing is, same as working life. We are constantly trying to improve on the situation. So why do you think that, you know, the older generation still calls failures when you're trying to improve things? Is it to boost the ego?
Okay, here's the thing. Kalau ikut logik lah kan. Zaman boomer dulu, they also have the same criticism as well.
No, but like, why do you keep passing on to the next generation?
Because maybe they think that we can face it well, but the thing is we don't. Like, we have, macam mana, kita nak ubah cara. Tapi tu lah, it takes time to change things lah. Tu apa yang aku tahu lah. Tapi aku tak tahu aku orang lain kan.
For me, some people did too much a year, I feel. I know one person lah. He's a friend's uncle. He wish everyone to have the same mindset as him.
No. What's it?
So, he will call all of them failures for not having the same mindset.
Okay, that's bullshit.
At first I thought, okay, this his F words or whatever, don't care. But one thing he did, that one I cannot accept him already. This, his nephew, this uncle always cursed the nephew because he don't have the same mindset. One time this nephew was in a critical situation, life and death already. So you should help out, right? No. Not same mindset. So you know you tell the nephew, go join your grandfather in the graveyard.
The fuck did that come from?
That's why, what the heck, what's this all about? Because you don't have the same mentality?
I think he has a really toxic mindset.
Not only him, that's what I see. I'm starting to see more and more from the older generation. That's what I'm saying. Why? Must we go through that same suffering as last time?
Well, I think that's the challenge for our new generations to face this kind of
bullshit. I mean, just accept the fact lah. Regardless, kalau kita sekarang pun, mesti kita akan criticize the next generation juga nanti.
I mean I think it's a looping benda-benda macam ni. Like, dulu, aku cakap zaman dulu They also have the same face lah. Like, they want to change things, tapi people want to criticize diorang. Contoh lah, macam aku ambil contoh paling senang lah. Dulu time Apollo 11 nak lancar roket ke bulan. Before that, sebelum dia launch, ramai rakyat US kritik sebab bazir nak lancar ke roket ke bulan semua tu. Membazir duit, membazir nyawa manusia sebab ada yang tergobal sebelum lancar Apollo 11 tu. Apollo 11 tu.
Tergobal.
So So bila dah launch kan, and then jadi tau. Yang Armstrong dah apa jadi orang pertama jalan ke bulan. So people terus rakyat-rakyat Amerika, orang-orang around the world terus like puji lah because of their success. I mean like yeah, that's what I mean lah. I think it's looping lah sebab zaman time 1960 pun diorang pun dapat juga criticize yang sama sebab most of them are young. Not so young lah, tapi generasi baru lah pada zaman tu lah. And I think macam mana, we need to, as a new generation kan, we need to pekakkan diri kita lah untuk dengar criticism lah, untuk dengar all those bullshit things lah. Sebab we have to know that human, macam aku selalu cakap lah, humans are mostly complex. Tapi itulah dia, kita kena terima lah. Tapi sebagai generasi muda, kita kena hormat lah orang-orang yang macam ni. Sebab kalau kita nak lawan, kalau kita nak fight back pun, macam tak kena lah. They just want, dia orang punya niat just nak give an advice, but tapi in a wrong, some in a wrong way, some in a good way lah. So yeah, we need to accept the, cah, kena tahan. Itu apa aku address about this ah.
Macam mana yang tu? Senang lah kita cakap. Actually, kalau kita present something very new atau something yang very peculiar dekat generasi yang bawah kita, diorang mesti criticize.
Hello. I mean, I think it's considered normal lah, a nature to criticize things lah. But not too much lah, of course.
I mean,
where you need, where,
to make it voluntary lah. We try to make it voluntary, not to criticize lah.
Well, people, we need to accept the fact that people can be overboard sometimes.
Yeah, always.
So kadang-kadang kalau kau tengok konteks zaman kita lah dulu, kita apa-apa kita buat benda baru semua criticize. Like buat lawak bodoh lah. Macam kau faham lah apa aku cakap ni. Macam mana kan? I think we need to like just tahan lah. Itu je lah aku boleh cakap. Aku tak boleh cakap more lah about this, but we need to kuatkan mental and tahan lah the criticism, like all those bullshit things lah.
True lah. But it's also up to us lah not to continue the loop. Because if we continue the loop, right, you know who will suffer? Our children next time. You get it?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I think in the previous episodes, last time, they always look down on girls. Sons are always the kings. Now, it's more like the opposite, really. That's why we should try our best for next generation to neutralize, make sure they're both equal.
But for I think kalau benda macam tu, it may works for a certain group of people, but in terms of generational group, I don't think so lah. Because it's quite vast majority amount of people that we need to,
I mean, step by step lah, slowly. If all of us play our part, then hopefully, touch wood, hopefully one day can. Because hey, don't forget, we managed to change, you know, from the boys are kings to girls are queens now already. To the extreme opposite end already. So why not in the middle?
I mean, you're not wrong. So yeah. Makes sense.
Yep. So, my own opinion, I feel that, okay lah, we cannot escape criticism lah. Unless they're very extreme. Then we can escape. No problem. Can just block them. But my point is, we should try to make it a voluntary thing lah. I mean, not to let the next generation suffer as much as we do. We are supposed to make the world a better place, improve their lives, not to make it the same. I'm not surprised it's actually like a war veteran, a World War I veteran, who wish the governments to have war too. I'm not surprised, just to show the younger generation how it feels like to suffer as much as they do. That's why, after World War II, there are some good people, luckily. They established like UN, they established a lot of good friendship. That's why there's no war after that already. That should be the way. And not to repeat again, World War III, World War IV, World War V, it never ends that way. Correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Okay, so moving on. As just like us lah, you want to move on again. You don't always stick to one thing, right?
Yeah.
Just like job hopping. Speaking of this. Okay.
I'm just so,
we should move on. Just like our generation, we always have to move on job hopping. Not just stay in one place. Like what you all say just now. Okay.
Right.
So as you all know, right, our generation, we're more towards freelancing, living through passive income, cryptocurrency, right, Ame?
Yeah.
Right, then just 9 to 5.
What? It's so easy, what? Go just take a screen.
Easy.
Belum lagi. Dropping, by
belum lagi. Dia bridge kau punya tu.
Lah, dia macam aku cakap, dia macam dia dapat senang. But at the end, kalau kau masuk, kau try benda tu, which is literally quite hard juga.
Hey, this is not cryptocurrency episode lah. This is job hopping episode. Move on.
Yeah.
Boo.
Okay. Macam kau dapat benda tu dari luar, nampak dia macam senang. Bila kau masuk, mama susah.
Betul lah.
What was the question, Zaikid? Come on, move on.
Okay. So, we all know, right, we're more towards passive income earnings,
laid back,
right, than a 9-to-5 job. We're more towards freelancing because we feel happy that way, more freedom. So, the question is, why hasn't the previous generations consider freelancing as a full-time job? I mean, there were photographers those days. There were freelancing jobs those days. But why haven't they considered this? Is it because it's too risky for them?
I think benda ni bila internet start evolve, freelancing evolve. Apa yang aku tahu lah,
bagi aku nampak lah. Bagi aku, untuk orang-orang lama untuk start freelancing tu susah.
Dulu memang susah.
Sebab plus this old generation have this one mindset lah. If you go to a certain like a decent job, you can at least sustain financially in a long time. Okay, it's not all about happiness, or it's not all about how much you enjoy the job. It's more to how you sustain your life with good wealth and with decent amount of, you know, financial stability. Kalau korang fikir balik kan, orang-orang zaman dulu semua fikir macam korang banyak duit, korang boleh hidup lama. Korang tak banyak duit, korang akan mati kelaparan. That sort of mindset that they have in those times. So they already felt how much of a hardship back then, and then they want to, you know, make their family happy or make their children or their wives happy, selesa dengan cara bekerja keras, and then to make sure that your children studies well so that they will get a decent job, and then at the same time they will get the most stable financial for the whole family. Aku rasa that's the reason why. Aku tak rasa they, sebab kalau diorang pergi, macam contoh being a photographer atau even do a business pun boleh dikatakan as a gamble juga. Kalau ada waktu you will get the, you know, the keuntungan that you had, and there is certain months you akan dapat rasa kerugian dia juga. So it's like dia tak stable, ada waktu dia okay, ada waktu dia tak okay. So there is the cons that most freelancers have to take risk on lah. So kalau kita macam ada kerja-kerja yang berkaitan dengan, you know, especially kalau orang fikir pasal kerja kerajaan lah, lagi lah. I mean, you know, you kerja as under kerajaan, your financial, your benefit will be a lot more better compared to swasta. And then even you pension pun, even your berhenti pun, you still got the pension money that you had. And from
which is
the reason orang zaman dulu macam berfikiran macam, okay, orang ni kerja kerajaan, so memang senang lah hidup kau nanti. Which is the reason kenapa orang zaman dulu tak start atau tak fikir untuk buat freelance. Sebab freelance is a high risk sebenarnya. It's bergantung kepada diri kau juga. Ada certain time kau kat atas, ada certain time kau kat bawah. It's like a gambling lah. More or less like business. Macam tu.
True lah. Abang Amir?
Okay.
Amir.
Tahu ada macam, dia tengok macam mana kepayahan tu lah. Sebab dia kalau dia nak forcekan dekat generasi kita ni, dia punya macam mana, dia punya susah dengan macam mana. Oh kau macam fikir cakap lah, oh kau tak tahu macam ni, macam susah payahnya kita ni, dia kerja and then just untuk kesenangan kau tu semua kan. Mungkin disebabkan benda tu dia sampai dekat kita punya mindset kita tu, dia macam, oh parents aku ni dia dah kerja keras untuk aku senang macam tu kan. So macam,
macam dia macam tu lah, betul lah apa yang Amir cakap tu. Macam dia, all generation dia berusaha sebab dia orang susah. Kalau generasi kita, kita boleh buat freelance apa semua sebab kita rasa
kita dah senang.
Betul lah.
Macam duit, apa alatan-peralatan yang requirement for that kind of thing, activity nak buat kan, semua orang parents dah provide kan. So macam kita tak tahu macam mana dia punya stress dia untuk ni. So dia macam, kita starting kita tu dia dah atas daripada apa yang sepatutnya kita start lah. Saya kata macam tu.
Yeah, cause macam despite kita punya, mean like by from generation to generation kita berkembang, at the same time the situation and the atmosphere, macam keadaan waktu tu pun berubah juga. So and so does freelancing pun dari awal dia nampak susah, tapi bila tengok sekarang macam mana, because of the growth of, you know, internet and all the technology that we already have, it makes us think that freelance is actually much more stable, or can also be as stable as, you know, as you got a decent profession or you are working under a government. So maybe disebabkan oleh kenapa orang zaman dulu tak berapa suka sangat kerja freelance, disebabkan oleh diorang tak ada teknologi yang kita ada sekarang ni. Faham tak?
Oh, ataupun mungkin dia anggap betul tu sebagai macam short term punya ni kan. Sebab zaman dulu kan dia macam, kalau zaman dulu dia macam, mungkin kita punya parents kita atau pemandangan orang tua ni, okay, nampak company kilang besar ni, oh ini mesti dia foundation dia solid, ini mesti dia akan berkembang kan. Sebab dia dah nampak benda, dia nampak dunia tu dah kilang besar tu sebab, so dia akan fikir, oh okay, aku rasa kalau aku akan kerja macam 5 ke 10 tahun, aku mungkin boleh jadi macam project manager, site manager, something like that kan. Macam supervisor kan, macam. Sebab dia dah nampak benda tu, company tu boleh tahan lama. Rather than sekarang ni, yang di mana kita bila nak kerja tu, susah lah sebab company dah besar solid kan. So macam bila kita nak kerja dan nak setia pada company tu untuk macam capai apa, kenaikan pangkat, something like that kan, dia dah susah. Sebab kenapa? Sebab orang ni kat atas tu dia tak nak lepaskan apa yang dia dah kerja selama ni lah. Contoh macam contoh Hamzah kan. Apa? Kau kerja satu company tu kan, mungkin kau dah kerja selama 5 tahun lah. 5 tahun tiba-tiba kau dah jadi boss. Boss group kau kan. Mungkin boss department, something like that kan. And then bila orang bawah kau tu baru datang kan, masuk kerja kan. And then dia 2-3 tahun dia perform gila kan. Dia perform lagi hebat daripada kau. Tapi pemilihan untuk apa, kasih jawatan tu terletak pada kau. Kau rasa kau nak lepas tak jawatan kau tu?
Oh, kau tanya aku ke?
Ya.
Bodoh Hamzah. Okay. Hamzah loading tu tadi.
The loading ke internet kau okey tak?
Tak, aku tengok adik aku main Halo Infinite.
Alah butuh bodoh tu.
Oh tengah rekod.
Okay, okay, okay. Aku dengar je like kalau aku lah kan. Okay lah, aku mungkin lepas kot. Kalau sebab aku dah nampak successor lah untuk daripada aku lah. Sebab
habis tu kalau kau lepas nanti kau nak kerja mana pula kan? Kau tak dapat sama benefit dengan apa yang kau dah dapat.
Kalau aku bil.
Dan kau masih lagi ada macam lagi 10 tahun lagi untuk kerja sebelum kau retired lah macam tu. In that situation,
aku mungkin start company baru lah. Sebab aku ada experience lah. Aku guna experience aku lah.
Itu kalau kau ada that requirement lah untuk start company baru. Kalau kau tak ada?
Kalau aku tak ada, kau babi.
Betul lah. Itulah orang yang atas fikir tu tak? Itulah orang yang dekat atas yang dah bergenyawatan tu. Kau faham tak? Kau penat-penat 20 tahun bekerja kan? Dan gaji pun bukan je banyak sangat. Macam kita ni expect top kerja, dah gaji dah masuk 3-4 ribu kan. Dia gaji slow naik kan. Steady.
Slow. Banyak.
Pencet awal lah gila.
Bodoh.
Bodoh. Kalau expect kau jawatan dia tinggi, kau fikir kan nak dapat kerja macam tu. Bodoh lah.
Pencin je lah. Duit APM banyak kan.
Tak ada. Kalau aku memang ni lah. Aku memang try buka company lah.
Itu kalau kau ada, kalau kau ada modal lah. Kalau kau tak ada modal, tak cakap.
Make sure ada modal lah.
Bodoh. Capital lah. Bodoh. Aku dia tadi cakap kalau tak ada modal,
make sure ada modal lah.
Asalnya kau fikir ramai orang ada macam tu lah. Ramai orang macam kau cakap ada modal.
Tak. Make sure sebelum, kalau aku lah, make sure kalau aku nak keluar sub certain company, make sure kau kena solid lah kau punya for apa, make sure kau ready lah on certain things lah. Make sure kalau kau nak start business, make sure kau ready modal tu cukup-cukup lah. Itu atau kalau lebih daripada cukup.
Itu
make sure kau ready sebab tu kau keluar.
Itu kalau kau gila. Kalau orang lain mana ada macam kau tu.
Orang ni boleh lah.
Kalau kau fikir banyak kau orang, dia tak macam kau.
Bangang kan sorry.
Pernah ambil lah yang nausah.
Apa ni lah, bila dia expect kan. Expectation dia tak tinggi tapi reality dia tak macam tu kan. Macam tu lah. Inilah hasil dia orang dia.
Okay lah. Easy answer lah. Kalau orang lain lah, maybe dia akan stay lah sampai dia habis lah, sampai dia bencin lah. Itu yang paling logik lah kalau
itulah keadaan dia. Maksudnya orang atas tu tak nak tak jawatan sebab diorang dah macam
diorang ada, dah selesa.
Diorang dah selesa. So, banyak masa lagi tinggal untuk diorang kerja
sebelum kita. So untuk elak jadi macam tu, kau kena keluar. Macam mana? Kau kena, I mean like kita lah tapi apa, kalau aku in that situation, make sure kalau aku nak start company kan, contoh lah, make sure kau jangan, aku kena make sure that aku tak keluar time macam 10 tahun macam aku ada 10 tahun lagi tu nak retire, which bagi aku, that's a bad move lah. Kalau kau nak fikir untuk start company macam tu. Sebab kau dah lambat. Lebih baik kau duduk je situ. Like, baik kau kerja dalam company tu 10 tahun sampai kau retired.
Betul.
Itu paling logik lah. Kalau, Kalau kau nak start company lah, lebih baik kau jangan macam 5 tahun experience pun dah cukup dah. I think that's macam mana, mungkin that's the reason lah kenapa generasi akan datang ni, generasi kita lah, dia lebih job hoppingnya. Sebab mungkin satu, mungkin agenda diorang, diorang nak buat start company diorang sendiri, ataupun diorang memang nak cari experience banyak-banyak job hunting. Nah, itu apa yang aku fikir lah sebenarnya. Tapi kalau nah, itulah aku boleh cakap lah in this situation lah. You know that early part, itu memang bodoh lah. Aku saja.
Dua orang macam kau ni memang tak berguna.
Mental, ambil mental je.
Tapi sebenarnya,
you can see it coming out already from his head.
Tapi sebenarnya kalau ikut logik, kalau 10 tahun kau nak retire and then kau dah jumpa successor, aish, susah mat. Susah tu kau nak buat decision. I mean like, kau nak retire awal, memang bad move juga ah. And kalau kau nak lepaskan jawatan kepada orang tu, kepada successor pun, dengan masa awal dalam 10 tahun lebih awal pun macam terlalu awal. I mean like, itulah. Memang logik lah kenapa orang-orang yang duduk lama susah nak lepaskan jawatan lah. Sebab they have a few years left lah. So lebih baik habiskan terus daripada kau lepaskan awal. Maybe boleh kau nak lepaskan awal, tapi you have to make sure that kau kena ready lah on certain things that you want to do. Macam kau nak start company sendiri, make sure kau kena ada apa yang kau sepatutnya ada lah. It's all about preparation lah, to be honest.
Yep.
Bagi aku lah. Macam mana Abi? Aku punya explanation.
Ya, itu pun kalau keadaan dia ideal lah. Maksudnya kita sekarang ni berada dekat deadlock tu lah, faham tak? Di mana
I mean kita dah rancang semua, Allah yang tentukan. So, chill lah.
ataupun kalau aku dalam berada situasi tu lah kan. Aku dah ada 10 tahun tu. Aku stay lah sampai retire. Tapi aku akan ambil dia sebagai penolong aku lah. Like, kena like macam mana, kena bentuk dia betul-betul sampai rasa ready, sampai dia ready tau. Tapi tak tahu kalau orang tu willing to stay, okay lah. Tapi kalau dia macam rasa macam malas nak duduk dalam 10 tahun, baik aku caw. Tali juga lah.
Aduh, marah ya. Babi dah. Babi.
Lepas tu nanti sampai ke anak kau kan, kau cik lah kerja kan. Kau ni. Lepas tu letak expectation tinggi dekat anak kau kan. Situ
lah. Boleh tak adalah nanti as a tenet sen. Kena reasonable lah juga tu.
Tapi mostly banyak yang older generation yang expect kita macam tu lah.
Tapi kalau kita
generation lah.
Tapi kita sebagai generasi sekarang janganlah jadi macam generasi yang lama. We are different people. We are different people. Exactly. Different person, different type of mindset. So try to change your mindset.
I think it's all about mindset and the situation that the experience.
Betul.
Kita ada situation yang kita sekarang ni some kind like tak ada macam peace lah, tak ada world war so far lah.
Hopefully.
tak ada macam adalah konflik, cuma dia melibatkan certain region je, tapi it still okay lah. Aku rasa different situation, different kinds of mindset kot.
Betul.
So meh, ada lagi?
Tak ada. Amir dah done lah.
Amir pun dah done lah.
Okay? Nah, I'm done already. I'm okay.
Okay. For me, what you also is true, actually. I think because our generation, we have the internet. And that really helps us a lot. Not just help us, I mean, physically, but it gives us the morale motivation. Mentally helping us. And that's why we feel that we can take the risk. It's what I see lah.
Yeah, sebab kita, but yeah. Sebab kalau kita ni, zaman dulu, kita tak ada choice. Kalau kita fucked up, kita fucked up. So, kalau dalam generasi yang sekarang, basically, there are lots of ways for you to overcome, you know, failures.
So yeah, I think that's about it for this job hopping topic episode.
So sekejap.
Wow.
Sekejap lah. Right.
2 hours.
Nah, not really 2 hours. Okay.
Almost 2 hours.
Not really.
Mostly je lebih.
1 hour 30 minutes. Later we can continue for another Sembang Sampai Terbang kan lah. I will be the host. Don't worry. It's about the...
Like Amza.
It's about the Dr. Mahathir with his chopsticks. Sekejap. Serius. Sekejap. Aku okay je. Alright. So yeah, I guess, Sagit, want to conclude before we end this podcast?
So basically, in conclusion, of course, we are actually a different generation. The world has changed and we have changed as well. And so I just hope the old generation will understand that a new generation also means a new lifestyle. And that's why we have to change. Like it or not, we all have to move on. So if job hopping is something which you don't like, okay, it might not be good for all of us, but we have to, we need to adapt to it.
Mm.
Okay,
we have to understand.
Like I mentioned before, 1-2 doing it, we can close an eye. But if the whole generation doing it, please look through it. There is actually a hidden message for this.
True. That's true.
So, Sakit, what are the hidden message actually?
I mean, I can just give my own personal opinion, but I don't have the actual facts. One thing is because maybe the message is this work life is not meant for us really anymore. Like it or not.
Yeah, good opinion. Yeah.
Is that how I say that? Like those days, okay, because I'm sure you all know that every one of us are different in some way.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
We're all different. I mean, there's only one Fiki in this world, only one Ame, only one Amza in this world, only one me in this world. But I feel that this job, I mean, this works, current work life, is like, we're like forcing all of us, especially all of us four, into engineering. It's just a bit rigid, I feel.
This way, right?
It's like all four of us, we all have our own stadium rhythm, if you know what it means. It means that we all have our own sleep cycle. Like, you're more of a night person, I'm more of a day person, example. But now, all four of us are being pushed into 9-to-5, engineering only. So that's what my point is. Maybe that's a hidden message for us already, that it's no longer needed. It may have been that way for centuries, but doesn't mean it has to be that way forever. We have to start somewhere. And maybe it's our generation. So, yeah. That's all I can say.
Wow. I really hope
itulah conclusion dia.
I really hope that we didn't get cancelled or we didn't get criticized after this.
I mean, if you do criticize us... Okay, to the listeners out there, if you do want to criticize us, it's up to you. It's your right. But we're just expressing our own opinions.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Apologies, if it really hurts you so much. Apologies so much.
I mean, we have the right, the freedom of speech, right? Right, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, my apologies, it really hurts you so much. Because to a person A, it's okay. To person B, ayo, sakit hati ya tabale ya.
Fuck, cringe too.
So, I'm just saying about noise. It's different for everyone. So, if you really hurt your feeling, apologies lah. Maaf betul.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, that's about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, before we close this episode, don't forget to listen to our podcast, which is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So, and also don't forget to join our Discord server. Link will be on the description. And
yeah, I
will. I'm on the stream. Okay, dah cukup.
I thought he's gonna say Amzah got girlfriend already.
Okay, Amzah has been done streaming. Maybe he will start. Bukan start actually, dah start dah. Tapi maybe he will try to commit of being a streamer for, you know, next week. Yeah, ke next 2 weeks.
Next week.
Yeah. Okay. So
aku stream dekat Twitch. Namanya Yuzuriha. I ada double lah. Nanti share lah dekat
I will put his link in the description. But mostly he will play mostly Valorant and Football Manager lah. Tapi kalau siapa yang tak layan Valorant dengan Football Manager, tak payah tengok lah.
We to luck.
Tapi mostly we stream mostly ada ni lah. Faking Army lah. Kalau diorang nak. Sebab yeah. Mostly I stream around weekends. So yeah, make sure you guys tengok stream lah. Nanti I will share my stream link every time on my social media. And also kalau ada orang join kat Discord server, ada bot nama Mirai akan bagi apa? Notification pasal aku punya stream. So yeah, make sure you guys follow as well.
So yeah, I guess we'll be closing this episode. So yeah guys, thank you for listening to this episode, which is episode 30 of Itonasi. Yep, take care, bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Oh, bye bye.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Peace out. Bye. Hey, it's so fun to be wasting my day, got no time to sleep. I can't believe you're right here in front of me. Honestly, sunny day and we do nothing. Say you love me, I don't be crushing. You be blushing. We can't even focus.